Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood. The ACC hoop season is now fully underway. The Virginia basketball team beat North Carolina JPJ just a little bit more than a week ago. Unfortunately, they went on the road and dropped two dreadful games in a row. They got to pick up the pieces now. The favored Cavaliers went down to Wake and Clemson and stubbed their toe, and hopefully we'll have a week to bounce back here in anticipation of Florida State coming to Charlottesville on Saturday afternoon. In UVA football news, Mike London hired veteran Larry Lewis to coach the special teams and the running backs. Meanwhile, National Signing Day creeps closer for recruiting fans. We're glad that you've joined us.
Yes, indeed. This is Hobbo. Chris Sill not with us tonight, so it's just Jim and Frank tonight. We do have a fun show planned for you, even though we almost canceled the show based on those basketball games this past week. Not a whole lot of positive news there. But anyway, speaking of more positive news, we got former UVA power forward and friend of the program, Yuri Barnes. He's going to be joining us here in a few minutes in the first half hour to kind of break down some of the issues that the basketball team is facing. And then later at the end of the first half hour, we'll have our friend Dr. Jody Smith come on for a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about the Darian Atkins situation as well as some of the other basketball injury news. Second half hour tonight, we'll have UVA head wrestling coach Steve Garland joining us. The wrestling team doing very well, ranked number 19 in the country. Had a good tournament down in Hampton recently, finished runner-up.
Best ever, and likely with the new rankings coming out tomorrow, Wahoos could jump up four or five spots.
Could move up. So, fun show as always tonight. So thanks for listening, and Frank will tell you how to follow the show.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to post comments on Facebook at any time. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. All previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. Or you can call in tonight, 345-0910. 345-0910. Hobbo and I will do our best to answer your questions. And potentially Yuri Barnes when he's on the air. And Yuri and I have spoken twice in the last five, 6 days, and I feel certain he will have some excellent insights as to what the basketball team needs to do to turn it around.
Some players.
Players.
Players. Some particularly players that can score. That would be nice.
How about some better practice?
You know, practice. Who cares about practice? You know, I'm the AI in that regard. It was ugly. You know, I look at the box scores from Wake Forest, and not to pick on individual players, but my friend Jontel Evans, he had 2 points and four turnovers in 24 minutes at Wake Forest. Followed that up with a 2.5 turnover performance at Clemson. You know, I mean, anytime you your turnovers exceed your points, not necessarily good. And another friend, Paul Jesperson, had zero rebounds and 0 points in 21 minutes at Winston-Salem. Now, I think, as old as I am, if I played 21 minutes, I'm going to snag a rebound somehow, somewhere.
You would make a free throw.
I'd get a stat one way or the other here. And the problem is he went on down to Clemson, didn't get a rebound there either. You know, so I mean,
I have more of a problem with Paul Jesperson and his production than I do Jontel. Jontel has been out and missed many, many weeks of practice and preparation. His conditioning is not what it will be. And what right now Virginia needs Jontel to keep his chin up and keep practicing.
Plugging, and he plays good defense. But, you know, I mean, Virginia, Wake Forest in particular, 17 turnovers That's just too many turnovers for this team to have a chance to win. But anyway, I think we got Yuri on the phone. If you'll do the introduction, we'll get him on.
We're very excited tonight to have Yuri Barnes, a friend of the show. He's been on every single basketball season that we've been on the air. And Yuri was quite the power forward back in the day. Certainly knew how to box out and rebound.
I was going to say, I guarantee you he never played 21 minutes and didn't get any rebounds. You know,
if he played 21 minutes, he probably had 10, 12 rebounds. But
I'll say one thing for Jeff Jones and Terry Holland. They knew how to teach rebounding. Isn't that right, Yuri?
I would say that's correct.
Anyhow, we're delighted to have Yuri on. Yuri's a 1995 graduate, and it's kind of hard to believe, but we're excited to have Yuri on. Yuri, Habo has about 50 questions. I would say the first question we want to get out of the way is watching this Virginia team go through this roller coaster of beating North Carolina at home in a thrilling game to laying two proverbial eggs on the road against Wake Forest and Clemson. Just what are your general thoughts in watching the team? And maybe a follow-up would be how can Coach Tony Bennett turn this thing around?
Well, you're absolutely right. It has been a roller coaster the last three games with the highs of the Carolina win and then the lows of Wake Forest and Clemson. My big takeaway is, you know, we're missing a lot of shots. It seems that I know we have guys beat up. We're pretty beat up right now, and I know this week will be very appreciated, and hopefully we can take advantage of it. But, you know, it seems we've been getting out-rebounded, particularly in the Clemson game, and we just haven't been able to keep guys off the offensive glass. And, you know, when the shots aren't falling and you have that combination going, then it's hard to come out with victories. But I think, you know, the positive are that we do have this week to get ready for Florida State. And, you know, I think that's, you know, everyone gets rested and focus in on what we have to do and just sharpen up some things with practice this week. I think we'll be okay.
Yuri, the other thing about this team, it seems like there, you know, really is a dramatic difference playing at home versus on the road. Is that just a matter of being a young team?
Yeah, I would say that's exactly what that is. In most cases, you know, a lot of younger guys, they're not used to traveling, and then you have ACC games starting up. You know, that's a different animal than, you know, going to some of the other schools that they've been to. So yes, that is something that, you know, I guess that comes with time.
Well, you know, it's funny. You played on a team with Corey Alexander, Junior Burrow, Jason Williford, yourself, and others. I mean, you know, scoring was not an issue. Your issue was probably, do we have enough basketballs to play with to get everybody the shots they want? But I guess the challenge of this group is, you know, where are the points going to come from?
Yeah, that is a challenge. I think we have a couple guys that I think we need to be more aggressive. It's difficult for Jontel Evans to, you know, with him just coming back from his injury, to necessarily be more aggressive. But I think guys like Atkins, you know, that could help out just stepping up and just being more aggressive, not only on offense but defense as well, and particularly rebounding. But that's not points. Points is a whole different animal. You know, like I said, we just got to, you know, work on shooting this entire week and getting our confidence up, I think, and you know, just be more aggressive, go to the basket harder and not just settle for threes, I believe, and get some points at the free throw line.
Well, that's a good point. You were an inside guy. Assess Akil Mitchell and Darian Atkins as far as being a threat down in the low blocks.
Well, you know, I think they're doing pretty well, particularly Mitchell. But like I said, I think Atkins, he needs to just sort of help out a little bit more. You know, neither one of those guys are you know, big in stature as far as size goes. You know, but I think there's things, you know, you can use athletic ability. And one thing they can do is just run the court harder, you know, make the other big guys work harder, especially like in the Clemson game. I think they had a big guy in there, over 250, 260. A lot of teams in the ACC seem to have that these days. You know, when we're undersized, you got to get up and down the court. And I think that's something we need to do, you know, a little better as well.
Now, the other thing that would help once in a while is if they can get in some passing lanes, maybe get a steal or two and get some transition buckets, you know, easy buckets. You know, it's tough if all of your points have to come from the half court set. It's nice,
right. Nice
to get an easy layup once in a while.
Right, exactly. You know, it's good to get up and down. Good things happen when you get up and down. And I don't think we're necessarily the team that's just going to beat anyone down with the half court game. You know, we are young and pretty agile, so I think we should take advantage of that.
You know, it's interesting, Yuri. Darian Atkins has been battling shin splints, and Akil Mitchell rolled his ankle in practice
just
prior to the Carolina game, and somehow miraculously Mitchell has he's been taking it for the team. He's been out there in these games playing a lot of minutes. I give him a lot of credit. Now, Atkins' injury seems to have flared up because his movement was dreadful in these last two games, and that's not his nature. He's pretty aggressive.
Right.
And, you know, he was leading or near the top of the ACC a week ago in shot blocks, and even with these last two games, he's still averaging 1.54 shot blocks per game. But he hadn't been on the court. Toby has been filling in those minutes the last couple of games.
Right.
And Kobe has shown offensive prowess, but he's not much on defense yet. And he couldn't weigh 150 pounds. I mean, you know, you were talking about the weight. Toby, they need to have five meals a day for Mike Toby.
Yeah.
I could loan him a few pounds.
Hobo's got pounds to loan.
That's it.
But you're right. I would never want to discredit those injuries. But like I said, this week will be good to get guys rested up and get them back to what they were. And hopefully we can overcome some of those issues we've been having and come out with a victory.
Now, did you ever get hurt in practice? You know, playing for Jeff, you probably did have some active practices. I still have a hard time imagining getting hurt in practice. I never put that much effort into practice.
Well, yeah, nothing serious. I did actually, I think Junior Burrow broke my nose. Just a dummy defense. And all I'm doing is just standing there. I'm not even trying to play defense. So how I managed to get my nose broken, I'm not sure, but...
I worry about these guys getting hurt in practice.
I know. Yeah, that's unheard of. I mean, you rest guys when you need to, but maybe there's some physical things going on that we just don't see.
Now, let me ask you, if you're Coach Barnes, would you make any changes this week, any tweak to the lineup, or just go with what you got and just try to do better?
No, I wouldn't tweak anything. I'd probably just try to, roll with what we have and, again, just focus and regroup this week and get tougher, shoot better, be more focused.
You think there's any chance that maybe they'll rest Darian Atkins the whole week and maybe start Toby and then bring Atkins in the game for spot relief, just trying to give him some rest so that shin splint will go away? Because I tell you, without Darian Atkins and his tenacity down there, Virginia's in trouble.
Yeah. Well, we all know what this week will bring, but that is an idea. That's a thought. If, you know, he doesn't have a significant improvement over the week, then maybe that's something you have to think about.
One other question. You having worked with a bunch of good shooters back in the day, do you get the feeling that Joe Harris is the reluctant scorer? And should Tony Bennett tell Joe, when the ball comes to you, just let it fly?
That's a thought that I had myself when I was saying guys need to be more aggressive. That's definitely one as well. I mean, he's our leading scorer, but I do get the sense that he's holding back a little bit. And, you know, he is a good team player and wants to play within the team. But when we're short, you know, sometimes you got to do a little more.
Well, the key with Joe Harris too, he's all of a sudden a marked man. He's the guy the other teams are trying to shut down. So it's he's got a tough assignment. But at any rate, Yuri, we always thank you for joining us. Appreciate your comments, and we'll have you on again before the end of the basketball season.
Maybe you can come in studio.
Yeah, come in studio and chat with us live, as they said, live and in person. Yuri Barnes.
It'd be fun. I appreciate you guys for having me too.
All right, former Cavalier Yuri Barnes joining us tonight. We're going to go to our first break now. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Jody Smith talking about Darian Atkins and some of those other issues injury-wise on the basketball team. Stay tuned.